Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Officials say there were no survivors in the collision between an Army helicopter and a regional jet over the Potomac River last night. 64 people were on the jet, 3 soldiers on the helicopter. ABC's Mary Bruce is in Washington.
The new transportation secretary, Sean Duffy, was at FAA headquarters all evening long, closely monitoring this. This was his first full day on the job. Duffy said he will not rest until we have answers, he says, for the families and for the flying public.
Many of the families were from Wichita, Kansas, where the flight originated. Mayor Lily Wu.
We mourn with all those who have been impacted. This is a terrible tragedy that will unite those in Washington, D.C., and Wichita, Kansas, forever.
Among those on the plane, members of the U.S. figure skating team who'd taken part in the national championships held last weekend in Wichita. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The latest in the federal funding freeze saga, Democratic lawmakers and nonprofits spoke out the loudest after the Trump administration sent a memo instructing federal agencies to pause payments on grants and loans. More than 20 states filed a lawsuit, and Wisconsin was one of them. The pause on payments would impact all kinds of agencies and programs, anything from law enforcement to Head Start. Yesterday, the White House confirmed to outlets that it was formally rescinding that memo. Yet afterward, reports said the administration still intended to carry out the funding freeze. Governments and agencies have had whiplash these last 2 days trying to figure out what comes next. Governor Tony Evers called it, quote, a disaster from the get-go, end quote. Meanwhile, two other big priorities for the Trump administration, immigration and tariffs. New data from the conservative-leaning Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce shows how business leaders feel about those issues. Here's Lisa Hale.
86% of Wisconsin business leaders support President Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on goods imported from China. As for the tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, only 44% of those surveyed support the 25% tariffs. And when asked how increasing tariffs would impact their businesses, 50% said it would have a negative effect. 26% said it would be positive, while 24% said it would have no impact. This same survey from WMC shows Wisconsin business leaders want to see immigration reform, with 89% saying the plan should start with securing the U.S. southern border. The respondents didn't want a complete stoppage of immigration. They overwhelmingly supported updating the nation's guest worker program to include increasing the number of visas for specialized workers and adding new visa options for high-demand workers to address Wisconsin's labor shortage.
That's Lisa Hale, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers stunned in Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the number 17th ranked Badgers, ran into a buzzsaw, losing on the road at Maryland, 76-68. The Terrapins have now won 6 of their last 7 games. The Badgers have lost 2 of their last 3. Greg Gard asked, why does it seem as teams always seem to go into a slump this time of the year?
I don't worry about other years, Mike. On to the next game. We got to get ready for Northwestern, making sure we keep getting better.
They play the Wildcats Saturday afternoon at 1 in Evanston. The Badgers women's team, with an 82-75 upset win at home over Michigan, head coach Marissa Mosley responding to allegations from former player Tess Towers that she was wrongfully accused of fighting during a practice, left behind on a team trip, and mistreated by the coaching staff.
I have fully participated in the university's procedures in regard to this matter. I feel like at this time, I think that that's all that really needs to be said.
That's the Badger women's head coach, Marissa Mosley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine and warm today with a high in the mid-50s. A mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low near 30, and more sun and in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Some clouds on Saturday, high upper 30s with some snow showers Saturday night.
currently 29 degrees.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, actor Rick Overton from Groundhog Day joins me to discuss Groundhog Day. Then I'm joined by Chris Hopper and Kurt Krause from the Door County Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Before the measles vaccine, about 500 American children died a year from measles. This is too much of a risk for our country, and there is no reason that any of us should believe that you have reversed the anti-vaccine views that you have promoted for 25 years.
Yep. Senator Maggie Hassan. Michael Bennett, Senator Bennett was also great yesterday. Let's take a quick listen.
Did you say that COVID-19 was a genetically engineered bioweapon that targets black and white people, but spared Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people?
I didn't say it was deliberately targeted. I just quoted an NIH-funded, an NIH-published study.
Did you say that it targets black and white people, but spared Ashkenazi Jews?
I quoted a study, Your Honor. I quoted an NIH study that showed that.
I'll take that as certain yes. Races I have.
God. Lunatic. Uh-huh. Lunatic.
Yep.
Kevin Cruz posts a former heroin addict and apparent steroid user who looks like a boiled catcher's mitt and sounds like someone who gargles hot tar. I just want Americans to be healthy. Okay, I'm not
spasmodic saying dysphonia is a real thing.
Right. I don't certainly endorse that. I'm just saying what he said.
Okay,
we found the story.
You're just quoting a study?
Yeah, I'm just quoting a study.
Okay.
Who looks most like a boiled catcher's mitt? Okay. I remember doing this story, Chris. This was, right? I can't
remember. It was from the 21st, January 21st, I believe.
Associated Press,
yes.
Correct. Trump fires heads of TSA, Coast Guard, and GUTS Key Aviation Safety Advisory Committee. Members for the Aviation Security Advisory Committee received a memo Tuesday saying the department is eliminating the membership of all advisory committees as part of, quote, a commitment to eliminating the misuse of resources and ensuring the DHS activities prioritize our national security, meaning the stupid border.
Yep.
The Aviation Security Committee, which was mandated by Congress after 1988, Pan Am 103 bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland, will technically continue to exist, but it won't have any members to carry out the work of examining safety issues at airlines and airports. I remember saying this and going, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.
Before Tuesday, the group included representatives of all the key groups in the industry, including the airlines and major unions, as well as members of a group associated with the victims of the Pan Am 103 bombing. The vast majority of the group's recommendations were adopted over the years. I naively thought, oh, they're not going to do anything in this new administration to put security at risk, aviation security at risk. But now I'm not so sure, said Stephanie Bernstein, whose husband was killed in the bombing and served on the committee. I mean, oh, my God. Do elections have consequences? But it's, you know, it's part of the same theme to the Bobby Kennedy hearing, Chris, in that it's just this rejection of expertise in general. Mm-hmm. Any kind of expertise, science, you know, you name it. Let's talk to our friend.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want the pimpies to say it. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Hi, Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters. Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Hello.
Science.
Yes. I can't even imagine what you felt like watching Bobby Kennedy yesterday. I mean,
it was actually very hard to watch. It was, yeah. You know, the cringeworthy meme cliche comes into play. I mean, his face would get red and wrinkled and terrified, and he was fumbling to answer basic questions. Mm-hmm. About half of Americans are on Medicare or Medicaid. He didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Even under questioning, he seemed to fall apart.
It was, he knows less than my mother knew when she was 91 about Medicare. And look, this is a guy who's totally unqualified, who I fear may still get confirmed. It's just incredible.
It's astounding. I'm reading the reporting, Doc, saying just what you said about Medicare and Medicaid. He was asked questions about these programs. His answers were halting, vague, in some instances, full-out incorrect. It could mean he was nervous and misspeaking. It also could mean he does not understand the vital programs over which he would preside.
Right.
They were saying Bill Cassidy is the Republican doctor. That was friendly questioning. He was falling apart under. I mean, you said, so with all we know about Mr. Kennedy's truly outlandish ideas, it's particularly surprising we have nary a word from the American Medical Association and other major medical organizations that should be strongly and publicly opposing his nomination. What's up with that, Doc, do you think?
I don't know. You know, the AMA is a union for doctors. They have a lot of things that they need to get through. The HHS regulations and, compensation for doctors, et cetera. Who knows what their motives are? But the fact that they have not spoken out against this nominee is just extraordinary, and including, by the way, the American Academy of Pediatrics, my organization, hasn't said a word either about this violent, vehement anti-vaxxer. And I don't know. I think there's going to have a lot to answer for these guys.
The record is extraordinary of times he's on tape, on video, on audio. He has claimed links between vaccine and autism on 36 occasions in public appearances, despite scientific evidence debunking such claims. At least 144 occasions, he has broadly rebuked vaccines as dangerous and ineffective. And he just lies. I mean, I don't know. Apparently, there's no consequence for that anymore, for just flat out saying, I didn't say that, and then them playing the, right?
Well, we have this whole other pathology of why there's any question that we won't get enough Republicans who refuse to go along with Donald Trump here. This is a mystery that's going to have to be unlocked some more. It can't be that all of them are terrified of being, primaried by Elon Musk. Yeah. I just don't understand this fealty to Donald Trump and whatever he seems to want to do across the board.
Yeah.
From, Ukraine and social services to the nominees that he's putting forward. And look, it's a frightening moment in American history, I'll tell you that.
Senator Bennett, God bless him, tried to go through a few of the lunatic.
Did you say that Lyme disease is is highly likely a materially engineered bioweapon? I made sure I put in the highly likely. Did you say Lyme disease is a highly likely militarily engineered bioweapon?
I probably did say that.
Did you say that?
And that's what the developer of Lyme disease
I want all of our colleagues to hear it, Mr. Kennedy. I want them to hear it. You said yes.
Wow. Okay, one more.
Did you say that exposure to pesticides causes children to become transgender?
No, I never said that.
Okay, I have the record that I'll give to the chairman, and he can make his judgment about what you said. Did you write in your book, and it's undeniable, that African AIDS is an entirely different disease from Western AIDS? Yes or no, Mr. Kennedy?
I'm not sure if I made that.
Okay, I'll give it to the chairman, Mr. Kennedy.
He doesn't know what he wrote in his own book?
So we have it. We have it on tape,
right.
The first one, real quick.
I think,
Doc,
a lot of the problems we see in kids, and particularly boys, it's probably underappreciated that how much of that is coming from chemical exposures, including a lot of the sexual dysphoria that we're seeing. They're swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals today, and many of those are endocrine disruptors. There's atrazine throughout our water supply. Atrazine, by the way, if you in a lab put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will chemically castrate and forcibly feminize every frog in there.
We keep saying, Doc, this is what happens when people kissing your ass your whole life because you're a Kennedy.
Right.
People were listening to that going, oh, really? He's a dumb person's idea of a smart person, right?
And then you have his cousin 2 days ago, Caroline, saying he's a dangerous predator and you cannot confirm him. So the vast majority of his own family members think he's a nut job, and yet the Kennedy name, and by the way, I also read that Bobby Kennedy Jr., because of his family name and his family, is considered a prize for the Republicans.
Sure.
They want to conquer the Kennedy mythology by incorporating this really
One of my sister's friends, who's voted for, was a Trump voter, said to her after the election, oh, well, you must be happy. You know, Kennedy's, you know, going to be in there now. And my sister's like, no, he's a lunatic.
Yeah. He's the lunatic Kennedy. He's the Kennedy we don't want.
Right. You're exactly right, Doc.
No one at the hearings has even gotten to issues like the dead bear cub that he planted next to a bicycle in Central Park, or his brainworm theories. And, you know, we're talking about a guy who's really got a screw loose to be put in charge of a $1.8 trillion budget for health and human services.
One of the other points you made, Doc, you said it's hard to imagine a secretary of the agency who has publicly called for an 8-year ban on infectious disease research when the world is facing the strong possibility of a global pandemic that could be more deadly than COVID. I don't even know where Dr. Eric Ding said, do you wonder why you haven't heard much about this massive TB outbreak recently? Because the CDC can't hold any press conferences or issue public statements of any kind. I can't imagine how, as a doctor, you feel walking into this slow motion disaster.
First of all, the whole administration is already a disaster. For doctors, it's underscored by the suggestion that Bobby Kennedy Jr. has what it takes in any way, shape, or form to run this massive department. And by the way, Medicare and Medicaid is an issue for half of Americans who happen to be on one or both of those programs. Yeah. They're life-saving programs. He has no idea what they are. He completely fumbled any attempt at even beginning to answer appropriately the questions put to him on these massive programs. And, you think it is not a partisan issue.
No,
really.
And this
truly isn't.
This ridiculous spending freeze, Doc, and then rescission and then more chaos. George Takei said on social media, no, the Medicaid portals were shut down because the OMB demanded they be. They're only back up because of the outcry. I tell you to stop lying, but we know that's a feature of this administration. I mean, that not only are we going to get, you know, no information, we're going to get lies. You know, posted President Trump has declared the U.S. will withdraw from the World Health Organization. That's an extraordinarily terrible idea. Pulling out of WHO will certainly undermine our capacity to detect early signs of a pandemic and our ability to manage a massive global outbreak. I mean, you know, the only thing they're going to care about is blaming someone else, right? Like he did the last time.
I don't know what we should have expected, which is what a friend of mine said yesterday. Said, you know, you've been ranting about Bobby Kennedy Jr., but are you surprised that people like this are being appointed to Secretary of Defense and, the National Intelligence Director and all the positions in health? They're all of the same cloth. They're incompetent, unqualified, and dangerous. I guess I'm not surprised. I'm just really, really upset. And I don't know where this is going, Stephanie, but, you know, we keep saying in 2 years we'll have midterms and we'll reverse some of this. Elon Musk said he's going to primary these people that don't go along with every single whim and fantasy and craziness of Donald
and
Trump.
And RFK Jr.'s running mate is going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
That crazy lady.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but you know, Doc, there are a lot of heroes of democracy like you out there. You know, Jim Acosta, we're talking about the people that are, and I'm sorry, you know what, CNN just made Bakari Sellers, you know, back down on posting this headline, which is a true headline from a story I just read. Trump fires heads of TSA, Coast Guard, and guts key aviation safety advisory committee. You can only imagine if this happened a month ago under President Biden. You know, it's all of a piece, right? You know,
it's all of a piece that was completely predictable. And even the speed with which Trump is making these decisions that are devastating, you know, opening up Guantanamo for 30,000 migrants. God knows what's going to happen down there. And the other thing is,
and at its peak, Gitmo held, I believe it was 678 beds. So how much they're talking about government waste. How much taxpayer money is that going to cost to expand it to a concentration camp for 30,000 people?
And then he's looking for other sites to put even more, quote unquote, prisoners in. And look, yesterday, Karen and I spoke with some of our friends in Ukraine, and they are terrified because he's also put a stop on humanitarian aid in other countries, including Ukraine. This is vital issue for people in places like Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And everybody's terrified.
And the world is upside down. He's already blamed Zelensky for the war.
Yeah.
Said he should have capitulated to Putin. I mean, it's as terrifying as you think. All right, we went long because we needed you.
Yes.
You're going to also need to get a psychology degree. Okay. Thanks, Dr. Doom.
I'll be here.
Yay. Thank you, Doc.
Bye, Steph.
Doom.
Bye, Chris. Bye, everybody. Bye.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom Farm Religion Foundation.
Perf.
Yeah. I read a meme yesterday going around about Bishop Buddy. I guess they don't believe in religious freedom or freedom of speech of a Christian bishop in their own church.
Right.
Because of the, she says Jesus-y things like, you know, be kind to other people and have mercy and, you know, stuff. Okay. It's a new year. Wee. Time to make a difference. If you'd like to support a cause that really matters, now is the time to join Freedom From Religion Foundation. They are a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason.
We like
what
science
we just
here at the Stephanie
to
Miller Show.
Dr. Redlener about. When you become a member, you're joining a community, not just a cause. You get their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and much more. Take action. Go to ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect our religious liberty like never before. Text fees may apply.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, we've all heard of weight loss scams. You know me, I'm a big healthy diet and exercise person. But here's why I trust Lean is the real deal for weight loss. I just gave it to my nephew who's trying to take off a few pounds. Lean was created by a medical doctor and a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean, very upfront, they say if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little bit more. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections. Yeah, those work, but they can carry side effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood pressure and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. One, Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar. Two, helps control appetite and cravings. Three, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way, let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author.
You have an interesting article in Substack about AI.
Think about any decision, whether it's to push a button and launch a missile, or whether to hire or fire somebody in a workplace. We want the answers faster, and then we want to get to the next topic, and that's where there could be the death of wisdom.
Why, absolutely.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on, and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I love you so. Why, thank you. Sue in Rockville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello.
Hi. You know, it's very personal here because we live in the area, and of course we all use National Airport as well as DWI and Dulles.
I just flew in there 2 weeks ago. Yep.
Exactly. I hugged you. I groped you.
I know.
So, but here's the thing, people, I hope I paid attention to. The immediate response was from D.C. local, Maryland, Virginia, and federal. Right away, everyone came together. We absolutely all cooperate to work together to save lives, to discover what happened so we can avoid it ever happening again, to try to get those poor people out of the water. And it's tragic, of course, no one survived. But this is what he wants to do, is destroy us. He wants to destroy the people working together. He wants everyone isolated, alone, and afraid.
Yeah, Sue, he's gonna speak in about a half an hour, and you know that most of us cringe.
Yep.
Going, who's he going to blame? Who's he going to name call? How's he going to divide? How's he going to try to use this to score political points? You just knew it, right?
And I know that this is terribly unpopular to say, but I will piss on his grave and I will dance with hundreds of millions of the rest of us when he's finally gone.
Well, you'll need to get in line. Hey, yeah. Chris, what? Don't.
What? Hey, Chris.
Don't
what
let
do you
her
mean,
encourage
hey,
me.
Hey, okay. Chris.
Anyway, yes.
I love you guys.
I love you too. I love you Thank too. You. Yeah.
Drag me into that. Good Lord.
All right. We were just talking. Dr. Redliner brought up the. This is Keith Boykin said the same thing on Threads. He said Trump says he's opening a detention center at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba to hold up to 30,000 migrants from the United States. We're only a week in, and we've already reached the concentration camp stage of fascism. All right, Dana Goldberg coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's efforts to curb smoking just aren't cutting it, according to a new report from the American Lung Association. They grade each state based on their initiatives to prevent residents from smoking and help them quit. Wisconsin got three Fs, two Ds, and a B. Tobacco use is the number one cause of death in Wisconsin, more than alcohol, AIDS, car crashes, illegal drugs, homicide, and suicide combined. More than 7,800 Wisconsinites die each year due to tobacco. And we're in the middle of this January thaw. We don't often see temperatures like this at this time of year. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how it all leads back to climate change.
As temperatures soar to feeling like spring today, records will be shattered statewide. Hitting highs in the 50s at the end of January is about 30 degrees above normal. So it's no surprise to hear that our Wisconsin winters have been getting shorter and shorter. A recent study says we're losing an average of 14 days of winter conditions each decade since 1995. And this is all due to rising air temperatures and climate change. The study published in Environmental Research Letters also found that the Great Lakes region has seen the steepest increase in average winter temperatures over the past 50 years. And the Great Lakes are losing ice cover at a rate at about 5% every decade. Continued changes could affect the ecosystem of the lakes.
And if you saw something streak across the sky Tuesday night, it wasn't just you. People all over the Madison area spotted it around 9 o'clock. It was a reddish color and had a long tail. While staff from UW-Madison's Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences say it was a Starlink satellite re-entering the atmosphere. Starlink is the internet satellite company from Elon Musk. Those satellites stay in the sky a couple years, and then they burn up in the atmosphere when their service is finished. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Sunshine and warm today with a high in the mid-50s. A mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low near 30, and more sun and in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Some clouds on Saturday, high upper 30s with some snow showers Saturday night.
Current temp is 30.
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar and paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
Here are some tips from Dane County Humane Society to keep dogs safe in frigid temperatures. Keep walks short. The lower the temperature, the shorter the time spent outdoors. Remember, paw pads are skin, and they can freeze. Booties can keep a dog's paws from getting cold too quickly. Consider a pup sweater or coat, and find indoor activities to help them burn off energy. Give them mental stimulation like puzzle toys, Kongs with treats inside, hide treats around a room, or train them on a new trick. For more, visit giveshelter.org.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as things get cheesy for what's worse, blue cheese or American cheese. The controversy continues, you weigh in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Face the Fats campaign.
President is 100% correct to use Guantanamo. We've had some dangerous offenders that are released on our streets. So we want these dangerous individuals to be kept somewhere, not on our streets. The president is right. Let's put them in Guantanamo. Let's tell the world that they're going to take the planes back. But we have some place to put them when we're having to house them and deal with it when we're in transit. And congratulations to Tom Homan for now starting to continue to get these people out of our country. Oh, now with, I think, 7,000 removals and growing, 1,800 a day. I saw the order from ICE just yesterday.
Right. Yep, we have reached the concentration camps are okay part of fascism. That was Chip Roy, which is a combination Roy Rogers putt-putt outside of Lubbock.
Yep.
And also a Republican douchebag congressperson who just defended concentration camps.
And the worst flavor of ice cream.
Yes, he is indeed. Hal Sparks reminds us he is the worst flavor of ice cream. Chip Roy tastes like fascism.
Tastes like ass.
Yeah, and ass combined. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Art tweets, Donald Trump says there are 30,000 beds in Guantanamo and will sign an executive order to use it as a migrant detention center. At its peak, Guantanamo Bay detention camp was designed to hold up to 780 detainees. Clown show. How much is the concentration camp going to cost? By the way, Daily Beast tweeted, Colombian officials say two of Trump's deportation flights were packed full of innocent people, including two pregnant women and 20 or more children. Okay, let's...
You know what, though? The far right doesn't see anything wrong with that because just by the fact that they were here undocumented makes them criminals.
Right, makes them criminals. Yeah. That's what the fembot, Caroline Levitt, said. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I did not realize when I was mentioning whoever the suck-up reporter was, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend.
Yes.
He was her...
He was my boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
No.
That... oh, thank you, Sean.
My boyfriend!
Thank you, Frau Blücher.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like horses probably go when they, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene's anywhere near.
Yeah.
Just because she looks, you know.
And they may drink
Ovaltine. She looks a little equine. What?
They may drink Ovaltine.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Right, at the Trump administration's first official briefing, Brian Glenn, that's her boyfriend. He felt the need to offer Caroline Levitt a few words of praise. He's a rising MAGA star.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you missed, this was the this is the journalism you can look forward to in the White House press briefings. Welcome, he said. You look great.
He said that to Caroline Levitt?
Uh-huh. You're doing a great job. Oh, I wonder if Marjorie Taylor Greene. Thank you, Levitt responded.
Imagine having to say that exact same thing to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Mm-hmm. You look great.
To which she said, this was his question. Are you ready for the hard-hitting journalism
okay.
We can look forward?
Let's do it.
Some of us in the room know how transparent President Trump has been in the last 5 or 6 years.
Oh, my God.
Do you think this latest incident with the president and Colombia is indicative of the global, powerful respect they have for President Trump moving forward, not only to engage in economic diplomacy, but also world peace? Absolutely, Levitt said. That'd be an example of the hardcore journalism we're going to get moving forward.
Okay. Can you imagine having to wake up next to Marjorie Taylor Greene? Oh.
Sorry, I was a little bit of my breakfast.
I mean, I wonder if she looks like Barney Rubble before she puts on all of that stuff.
I don't know. Okay. Hey, looky here. It's our favorite dance. It's the Around and Find Out dance. U.S. consumer confidence dropped in January to a four-month low, thanks in part to renewed pessimism about the labor market and the outlook for the broader economy. Say goodbye to the Biden economy. Bye-bye! Okay. Oh, here's some fun facts. Not newsworthy, but kind of interesting. The new press secretary, the new fembot,
yep.
Caroline Levitt, is 27.
Yeah.
Her husband is 32 years older than her, and they were set
I'm sorry, what?
Her husband's 32 years older than her, and they were set up on a blind date by Matt Gaetz. That's kind of a... Wow.
How long ago were they married?
Kind of a fun fact.
Love wins.
Oh, my God, the baby Bella. I mean, badass Bella. What do we call
badass
it? Badass Bella.
Bella.
Yeah, she doesn't like baby Bella.
That was funny. Wow.
Wow, yeah. I'm like, okay. You told me not, don't talk to her for 6 months, and look at her. She's already smarter and funny than all the rest of us. Sean, I love you. Mommy loves you best. Just because there's a new baby in the family. I can't believe you're 20 years older than the... He's the original stem cell.
Did you hear what he said?
No.
Well, then why'd you take my microphone?
because Chris has not gotten someone in here. Because this microphone doesn't work. Don't you blame me. Okay. All right. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Hold on. Oh, yes, this was Hugh. Given how well she has assimilated into the show and is already beloved by listeners, just curious, is Bella's last name DeBall? Bella DeBall. Get it? Well, that was an old person joke.
Yeah, it was.
good luck, Bella. It's going to be a crash course in older pop culture for you.
Yes, it already has been.
Oh, someone was very impressed with my references yesterday. Highly Scatological said, I can't believe Steph couldn't come up with Doc Brown, but could come up with Flux Capacitor.
Yeah.
That's the magic of the Steph and Miller Show. You have to understand, Bella, at my age, it's just flapping wires in my head. Sometimes they connect, sometimes they don't. Random references pop in.
We're learning from each other.
We could ask if Bella has ever seen Back to the Future.
I have.
Okay.
I have.
All right. Okay.
You gotta give
she
me got my flux capacitor joke.
You got to give me some credit.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I also get the Brondo jokes.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Sean, you're going to have to tell her where this soundbite is. Sean Comiskey, previous stem cell of the Stephanie Miller Show, helping new stem cell Bella learn the ropes. Family. Family. We are all family. It's labeled
There's
family.
There's also a button.
Okay, Sean will find it. Here we go.
There's a button on the right side.
All right, never mind.
Family.
Okay.
Yes, family.
Guess what that's from? That's from Greystoke Legend of the Apes. Have you seen that, Bella?
Huh?
With Miles O'Keefe?
No, I'm sorry.
Family. I don't know why. Those are the references that stick in my head. Family, Jean-Claude. Family. Razor. Razor. Okay. He's teaching him to shave, and then also, Mirror, Jean-Claude. Mirror.
I always thought that was from, like, The Godfather or something.
No,
I didn't know it was
no.
from Greystoke.
He was talking to him about his family. His parents got, I don't know, killed in a tree or something, and then he was raised by apes in the forest. You know the story.
Yeah, it's the legend of Tarzan, I'm told.
Right.
I think of Fast and the Furious when I hear family.
Yeah, yes, that too.
Seth the Homo.
Vin Diesel was big on family.
Yes.
All right. Seth Homo of Hope, hello. Good God, we need some of that.
Hello, homos, and welcome, sweet, adorable, homo-adjacent Bella. Welcome to the show.
Ally.
Oh, you know what? We were just talking about our nails yesterday, and it was so Queer Eye for the Straight Girl.
Oh,
it was. She has totally, you can tell she's not a Liz. Look at her nails. Look how long they are. And I was telling her, I'm a lipstick Liz, so I have gels, but they're short because, you know. And this has been another edition of Queer Eye for the Straight Girl. Hi.
I did not know until I started working with you that lesbians don't have long nails for that reason.
Think about it, for God's sake.
I know. I didn't. Why would I think
How
about
is
that?
He supposed to know?
Less help getting a date. Stephanie Scissorhands, really?
Seth had no idea until this moment.
All right. Hi, Seth.
Yes. Yeah. Me too, Chris. I had no idea.
Okay.
So I have good news, but before I tell you the good news, if anybody wants to get a lift, go on YouTube and Google videos of people who regret voting for Trump. There are so many great videos that people have put together about the dialogue and the threads. But
no, I mentioned it yesterday. When you type people who into Google, top search is people who regret voting for Trump. It is heartbreaking.
The videos are amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The good news, I found the water spigot that Trump turned on.
Oh, good.
You're the guy.
And above it, there's an inscription, and it says, "Bitch, please."
No, it does not.
This line of
you just made that up.
Exactly.
Right, thank you, Seth. All right, that's funny. Uh-huh. Okay, hang on. Hold please. What are you looking for?
Can I help you?
No one really can help me at this point.
All right.
Oh, are you all waiting for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we supposed to talk amongst ourselves?
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves.
Rutabaga. Peas and carrots.
Oh, here it is. I found the story that Seth was talking about. Nobody help Mommy. Okay. Oh, no one was going to help
Mommy. No, we weren't.
Okay, fine. Okay, here it is. Here's the thing I'm going to need help with, Chris.
The thing? Just one? Just the one thing?
Grace and forgiveness. You know me, Donald Trump has made me mean, and I can't. I think it's stuck. I'm not sure. I don't know how I because this is what's going to happen. And I guess you have to think of it as someone that's like a dear friend that was dating a bastard person, and then you're like, okay, honey, let's go, pick up your, just okay, right?
Okay.
So they don't feel bad about making such a horrible choice, and I know I'm gonna have a hard time, because I know that we need to be, welcoming. And yes, we need to be open and loving and welcoming of the people that are now sorry they voted for Trump.
Who are you going
to
shiv?
a weekend.
I'm sorry. It's just, okay, I'll work on it. I just need to be a little more, put it in those, someone we love that's come back from a horrible relationship that we need to go, okay, it's not your fault. He's the best person. Come on in. Okay, this would be the story that Seth was referring to. Some Trump voters are skeptical of his opening moves. See, okay, I'll get there. Enrique Lopez, you know that guy, this guy. You remember him.
Good.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did you wear a Latinos for Trump shirt?
Probably. Okay. This is in Mesa, Arizona.
All right.
He votes sporadically, but bought into Donald Trump's vows to fight for everyday workers. Yeah, because why wouldn't you? He helped the Republican flip Arizona last year. Then the home construction contractor watched how the billionaire president opened his second administration. So the rich control the poor, I guess. They do whatever they want. They get away with it, Lopez said. After seeing Elon Musk and all the other billionaires at Trump's limited seating indoor inauguration. The 56-year-old Lopez, a resident of Phoenix, said he was also struck by the president's lack of emphasis on housing costs or consumer interests. I didn't hear anything about helping people out. I think I mentioned earlier that, you know, who did have a plan would be Kamala Harris, had a quite detailed plan about helping.
But, you know, DEI and all.
Right. Scary black lady, communist lawyer lady from homo San Francisco. Okay. Hang on, hold please, there's more.
Right.
Some middle-class Trump voters say much of what he's done reflects his campaign, especially immigration crackdown and the targeting of gay-friendly policies. I'm happy about that, said Lorinda Parker, noted bigot. 65-year-old retired local government bigot.
She's from Mesa, Arizona.
Right.
That's what you get from Mesa.
She voted for Trump because she's concerned about medical treatments for trans children. So, yeah. Yet she expressed concerns, about the company Trump keeps. Yeah, who could have seen any of this coming, Chris? See, I'm not back so far in the race yet.
No.
The political class, she said, is a little insular world where power brokers are not paying attention to the people. So this just dawned on her, I guess, now. Billionaires, she said, represent elitist thinking. We know more because we're so smart.
Exactly.
Remember when it was liberals that were the elitists that they didn't want to... and adding her wish that Trump keep a tight leash on them. Oh, yeah, he's totally... What's her name? Lorinda. Yeah, Lorinda, he's totally going to keep a tight leash on all the billionaires. He's certainly not going to...
Well, he got rid of Vivek.
Okay, U.S. adults think it's a bad thing if the president relies on billionaires for advice about government policy, according to a new NARC poll. Oh, 60% of Americans think this would be a very bad or somewhat bad thing, and obviously played not an actual bit of attention to the campaign where Elon Musk was jumping around like a jumping bean behind him.
Unleashed.
Like, right.
Unleashed.
Yeah, he said he'd be in charge, but okay. Only about one-third of Americans now have a favorable view of President Musk. Oh, well. Oh, well. Sucks to be us. Ha ha! Okay, I'm working on it. I know I'm not being very gracious just yet, but I'll get there.
No, I don't think
so. Hi, welcome back. No? Does it sound sincere yet?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Dana in Maryland. Hi, Dana. Hi, Dana. Hi, Donna. Oh, Donna. I'm sorry, Donna. I have a Dana and a Donna. Sorry, Donna.
Oh, is this Travel Agent Donna?
Dana. Yes.
Hi.
I always get called Dana. Anyway, this is like flaps of 1980s when we get all these plane crashes all the time, and it would just jerk. I'm having PTSD with this.
Yeah.
It's just horrible, and, you know, he took out he fired the head of the TSA last week. I mean, what is he thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, Donna, it's hard not to, again, I remember, when was this, Chris? When did you say this story was? Donna, I remember doing this story, and I remember saying.
January 21st.
Yes. Just how many weeks ago? And I said, oh, my God, and what could possibly go wrong? Right. He just eliminated all members of a key aviation security advisory committee. I mean, go ahead.
Yes, I mean, it's horrible. And the whole thing with, I don't know if you guys remember the Air Florida thing back in the 80s. I mean, this is what it reminds me of.
I do. Yeah. That's the one that crashed into the Everglades.
The value jet.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it went over in D.C. on the bridge. I was on that bridge.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right.
The one that crashed into the Potomac. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, are we going back to that again?
Yes.
I mean, we were getting plane crashes every few months.
Because
it was horrible.
Everything is about demonizing brown people and the border. Well, that's what they said. They're reallocating to, you know, that part of Homeland Security because that's the only thing they care about.
Well, and also their big thing is deregulation.
Right.
Regulations keep planes from falling from the sky. If they deregulate the airline industry, more planes are going to fall from the sky.
It's just, thank you. Ronald Filipowski said the Trump administration seems to be developing a pattern of unleashing their most authoritarian, lawless, typically around midnight, with no prior announcement to the public or even to Republicans in Congress. What will we wake up to tomorrow? We're back to this, and we're a week in. I mean, Rick Stengel said usually government shutdowns are because the two parties can't agree. This is a one-man government shutdown. This was caused entirely by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Bella's rapping me, so I'm
sorry. That's
she is
more
really,
than I've ever done.
See, we are in a new authoritarian regime, my friends. A fascist takeover of the Stephanie Miller show.
Well,
something
somebody.
This train's going
to
run on time, I tell you what.
We needed a strong man to run this show.
Oh, 50 minutes after... 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. What is your love language? Well, mine is I snuggle with my terrierist sleeper cells, as I call Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
They're small terriers, but they love my Cozy Earth sheets and pajamas, and we snuggle in every night. Snuggly, snuggly, snuggly. I understand some people have humans that they sleep with. Maybe that'll be on the horizon, maybe not. But my point is, I'm ready. My nest is ready. Yeah. I have Cozy Earth sheets. I have the Cozy Earth comforter, the duvet cover, even the towels. Everything they make is incredibly soft, smooth, breathable. The bamboo pajama set, oh, my God. For men or women for Valentine's Day, oh, my God, everyone loves these. It's just perfect for lazy mornings, right? Winding down together after a long day. The Cozy Earth men's collection has pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile, made to last, the ultimate gift for your guy or your gal.
Guys and gals.
As Sarah Palin would say, get up to 40% off. You can even wear ones in Alaska, the long sleeve ones. Yeah, I have them for cold weather and hot weather.
And maybe Putin can see them from your house.
Ah, yeah. 40% off. I'll gather that information and bring it back to you. 40% off at CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com, type in Stephanie. Don't forget, if you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. They deserve this. Elevate your love with Cozy Earth.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018.
800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7. Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at a regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant,
giant windows that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
For women.
This portion of the show brought to you by Lean. That's right. That's Trust Lean. That's right. What we trust for weight loss.
Absolutely.
My nephew, Robin, is taking it, has already lost a few pounds. And I'm telling you, created by a medical doctor and a university researcher, the clinical team behind Lean says if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Right? Honesty in advertising. Check it out.
Yeah.
Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections, which can work but carry side effects. Shots work in part by lowering your blood sugar and regulating appetite. The science behind Lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. Lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar, helps control appetite and cravings, and helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you want to lose weight the smarter way, here we go. Let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. Hooray. My tiny baby nephew,
yeah,
Paul Fitzgerald. It's funny because he's very tall and he's 54, so that's why it's funny. He just sent me the trailer for he plays the president in the new Shonda Rhimes Netflix series called The Residence.
That's right.
Very exciting. We'll have him on Web the President on.
Yeah.
Just talking.
That'd be cool.
Bella's just like, oh my God.
Shonda Rhimes!
This job is so exciting.
I need a new show. This is great.
Yeah. Oh my God. Love Shonda Rhimes. Let me see. He just sent me the trailer.
Okay.
Yeah. Not sure. I'll find out.
All right.
There's so much love rolling in for Bella. It's so heartwarming. My daily morning chuckles on Free Speech TV, The Stephanie Miller Show, with the long-suffering Chris LeBoy. Oh, whatever.
I've suffered since 1997.
Why? I have to suffer him. What do you mean, long-suffering Chris LeBoy?
I'm the suffering one.
The beloved Jody Hamilton, and now the baby Bella. Run, Bella, run. Don't tell her to run. She's young, sweet, smart, fits right in with these crazy wackadoos.
Aww.
I don't know if that's a compliment, but yeah. All right. Dana, speaking of weirdos we love, Dana Goldberg next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, it's going to be a dumpster fire Friday.
And we'll laugh at all the stories about how the country is being torn apart.
Bring the marshmallows.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left.
It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is preparing to speak soon about the mid-air collision that took the lives of 67 people in Washington, D.C. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers.
President Trump will speak from the White House briefing room at 11 a.m. on the mid-air collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. The president's expected to be joined by Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Officials said earlier Thursday no survivors are expected, and the effort has shifted from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. 64 people were aboard the jet and three on the helicopter. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The collision broke the plane into at least two parts, many of the passengers believed to still be in the fuselage. Among those on board, members of the U.S. figure skating team who had taken part in the national championships last weekend in Wichita, where the flight originated and where Merritt Lily Wu says,
"Our hearts are heavy."
This is ABC News.
This